This is Dakota Datebook for December 18th. North Dakota went through 7 governors in its first decade of statehood, none of whom served more than 1 2-year term. One of them was Roger Allen, the state's 4th governor. Allen was born on this date in Devonshire, England, in 1848. He was North Dakota's first foreign-born governor. Allen was raised in England until the age of 3. After his father died and his mother remarried, they moved to Ontario. He attended school there and began to farm, but relocated to Dakota Territory in 1881, eventually farming 240 acres in Walsh County. Allen's political career began with his election as Justice of the Peace in 1882. That was followed by terms in the Dakota Territorial Council in 1886 and 88. He later served one term in the North Dakota State Senate and also became Lieutenant Governor under Andrew Burke. When Governor Eli Shortridge retired after one term, Republican Allen succeeded him. During his administration, the state struggled through a depression from poor crops and low prices and the subsequent shortfall in state tax revenue. The state's budgetary woes made re-election a difficult prospect, and the death blow came when Allen drastically reduced funding for the University of North Dakota and the state colleges at Mayville and Valley City. Locals had to raise money to keep the schools afloat. After losing the 1896 Republican nomination for a second term, Allen left politics. He returned to farming in northeastern North Dakota and later served a 2-year term on the board of the North Dakota Agricultural College. Governor and retired farmer Roger Allen died in Park River in 1936 at the age of 87. And by the way, those other foreign-born governors, they were Walter Welford, who, like Allen, was born in England, and then from Norway, we have Ragnvald Nestos and John Moses. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.